welcome once again to Shepherd Staff. I'm Apostle Paul D. Young, and I'm glad you're joining us today. You say, what's Shepherd Staff? Shepherd Staff is designed for pastors and church leaders. I say this almost every week because we have new people discovering us and joining us every week. New people, the numbers are growing, and it's good to see that we're being a help and a blessing to pastors and church leaders all over literally all over the world. And what we do on Shepherd Staff is each week we're going to draw on the Word of God. We're going to draw on about 49 years of ministry experience and wisdom, and we're going to help, equip, and challenge you to help you build the kingdom of God, to do what God has called you to do, encourage you, and sometimes step on your toes a little bit. Well, if they're out in the aisle, they're going to get stepped on. And we just want, I've been in the ministry long enough, long time. I have watched so many ministers because they weren't mentored, because they weren't trained properly, go through a lot of stuff. And many times it's things you don't need to go through if you have the mentoring, the training, the wisdom to know what to do. And oftentimes in ministry, we're kind of thrown out, you know, like sheep to the wolves, sort of, you know what I'm saying. And we don't know what we're doing, and we've never encountered these things before, and we don't know what to do. And so we do what we think, but sometimes what we think is not what needs to be done because it's not based on knowledge, experience, and wisdom from having faced these things. So I just want to help you. It's on my heart. God has put it on my heart to help pastors and ministers. So that's why we have Shepherd Staff. I'm glad you're with us today. And I just pray that our time together will be a blessing. Now let's jump into the Word here, and let's pick up from last week. Last week we started on the subject of character. Do you have it? This is very important. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 4, it says, "But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience." If we are going to be approved and we're going to prove ourselves as the ministers of God, there's going to be things come. It says, in much patience, in affliction, necessities, distresses, stripes, imprisonments, tumults, labors, watchings, fastings, by pureness, knowledge, long-suffering, kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. Now see, Paul is laying out stuff he's gone through. And Paul can talk from the standpoint of, I've already been there, I've already done that, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. So Paul's not trying to be a Debbie Downer and just say, it's just a bunch of negative stuff you're going to have to go through. No, he's giving areas that are going to help you, the Holy Ghost, love, truth, power of God, armor of righteousness, by honor and rejoicing. And there's a way to get through this. No matter what you face, there is a way to get through it. No matter what comes along, no matter what the temptation, test, trial, pressure, trouble is, there's a way to get through it. And a lot of things are in the Word, and a lot of things come from the principles of the Word and then wisdom that God gives. And some of these things are what I want to share. We're talking about patience. In much patience. Now, what is patience? Patience is not just enduring. Patience, the biblical definition of patience, if you study the Greek word, it means to be consistently the same. To be consistently the same. If we're talking about walking by faith, Mark 11:24, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. That's what Jesus said. That's how we walk by faith. Now, you believe you receive. Now, why do you believe you receive? You believe you receive because you got a word from God. If you don't have a word from God, you have no basis for your belief. But because you know what God said, you know what he said to you, this is to you. So you believe it and you receive it, then my computer screen's blinking over here and getting me distracted. Next time I'm shutting it off. But you know what God said, so you're going to stay with it, and you're going to be consistently the same from the day you believe you receive. Now, how were you? What was your frame of mind? What was your attitude? What was everything about the point that you believed you received? You did it with joy. You did it in hope. You did it in expectation of God doing what he said he would do. And you know God is faithful. Now, patience is keeping that all the way through to the end. To the end of what? The Bible talks about the end of your faith. What is the end of your faith? That is when you have the manifestation of whatever that word God gave you. You have the manifestation, whether it's healing, whether it's finances, whether it's something in your church, or in people's lives, whatever. When you have the manifestation, walk through the door. Because once you have a manifestation of that word, you don't have to walk in faith for that anymore. Now, you need to be walking in faith for other things. That's why the Bible talks about it, going from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Where's the glory coming from? It's coming from the results of faith. The results of faith, a manifestation, brings glory to God every time, because it's a manifestation of his word. So if the manifestation is a healing, that should bring glory to God. You should be giving glory to God. Amen. If it's finances, when you get it, praise God, you got it. You don't have to stand in faith for that chunk of money or whatever it is. That thing being taken care of, and you give glory to God. But then you go from faith to faith. You go on to the next faith thing. And, as ministers, as pastors and leaders, we probably are going to have many faith projects going simultaneously. I have many things I'm believing God for that he's spoken to me about. I've had scads, hundreds and thousands of things that I've gotten manifestations on. But now I have things I'm believing for right now. I'm standing in faith. Praise God. And I know that the answer is going to come through, because I already have it. And then glory is going to go to God. And the way to get there is I had to learn patience, staying consistently the same. The devil's going to do everything he can to get you off of patience, to get you doubting, to get you sad, to get you sorrowful, to get you feeling defeated, to feeling that it's not working. Why is he doing that? The reason he's doing it is because it is working. Because if it wasn't working, the devil wouldn't have to waste his time doing anything. If it wasn't working, he'd just go on about his merry way, leave you alone, and you'd never have an answer. The reason the enemy attacks is because he knows the answer is on its way. He knows it's moving towards you. He knows that faith works that way. And he's trying to get you off of your patience. Stay with it. Last week I told you, I wrote down this quote and I read it to you. Patience is not passive. It is a aggressive decision to meditate on and believe what God said. That's good. I'll say it again. Patience is not passive. It is an aggressive decision to meditate on and believe what God said. Patience chooses to believe that God is faithful who promised. Hallelujah. Because he is. He is. Now, going back to Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 5, and verse number 3, it says, not only so, but we glory in tribulation, which the word tribulation means pressure. Now, I know we read this last week. I just got to touch on it. We're going to go into some other things. But we glory in pressure also, knowing that tribulation or pressure works patience. If you've got pressure, you need to understand that you work that with patience. How do I handle pressure? We're talking about having character. We're talking about having endurance. We're talking about being able to stick with it long term, staying with what God said, staying with the vision, staying with what God told you to do, believing what God said he would do, and staying with it. He that endures to the end shall be saved, Jesus said. Now, that's not just talking about your salvation ending up in heaven. It'll apply there. But he that endures to the end of what? The end of your faith, the end of that faith for that thing, whatever it is you're believing for. He that endures to the end shall be saved. The word saved is sozo, the Greek word sozo. It means healing, protection, wholeness of spirit, soundness of mind, prosperity, and peace. That is the complete package of salvation. It covers every area of your life. And in order to get to the benefit, in order to get to the manifestation of salvation, of these different areas, we must endure. But endure does not mean just gritting your teeth and I'm just going to endure. No, no, no. You endure by patience. And patience, just the definition of patience, means we're going to have to be consistently the same. How were you the day you believed you received? You weren't sad. You weren't defeated. You weren't saying, oh, I don't know if God's going to come through. I don't know if this is working. No, no, no. See, if you're doing that, you are not in patience. And patience is one of those character qualities where we decide we're going to do what God said regardless, no matter what it looks like, no matter how long it takes. We're going to stay with the word of God. We're going to stay with what God told us. Hallelujah. And it says here in the Amplified, moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Let us exult and triumph in our troubles, not for our troubles. You're not praising God for trouble. That's twisted and messed up. No, in the middle of your troubles, you are praising God and rejoicing in our sufferings, not for our sufferings. Knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patient and unswerving endurance. If you do it God's way, that's what it will produce. And endurance, obviously I'm reading out of the Amplified, so just so you know, Romans 5, and we're in 4, verse 4. And endurance, fortitude, develops maturity of character, approved faith, and tried integrity. The enemy is trying your integrity. What do we mean integrity? What is the integrity of a bridge? The integrity of a bridge means it will hold up what it was designed to hold up. You can drive your car across there. You can be going across the highway bridge with a couple 18-wheelers in front and back of you, and it can handle the weight because it has the integrity of strength. Now, what if that bridge gets a crack in it? We had a situation up in Washington here a number of years ago where a truck had an overheight load. I don't remember what it was, but he was coming down I-5 from up by Canada somewhere, up north of Seattle, and he hit the bridge. The whatever's tall on his load actually hit the girders of the bridge. And then because it hit the girder of the bridge, it wasn't long until the entire bridge collapsed. What happened? The integrity of the bridge was compromised. It had integrity before it got hit, but it bent and it broke on those girders. And then that caused other problems, and the whole thing collapsed into the river. I think it was Snohomish River or something up there. Anyway, it was a big deal on the news for a few days. But what happened? The integrity was compromised. See, walking and living in patience is living in integrity. If we stop being patient, we're compromising our scriptural, spiritual integrity here. And that's exactly what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to run something into you to cause you to be compromised. But what we need to do is we need to not bend, not break. See, now that bridge had no choice in what that truck did to it. We have a choice. I don't have to listen to doubt and unbelief. I do not have to listen to defeat and discouragement. I do not have to listen to that crap. No. No. Because that's what it is. It's crud. It's no good. And I'm not going to compromise my integrity by getting out of patience. And it says, tried integrity and character of this sort. And character of this sort produces the habit of joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation. Wow. That's good stuff right there. It produces character of this sort. See, that's what I'm talking to you about. This is so important and necessary in the ministry. Now let's go over to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 12. It says, well, wait a minute. Let's back up to verse 10. Because this is a great verse. Verse 10 is good. And it's you need to be reminded of this. But for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. God has not forgotten your work. You might be in Podunk County in the middle of nowhere. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows what you're doing. But let me tell you something, pastor. Let me tell you something, prophet, apostle, evangelist, teacher. Let me tell you, God knows what you're doing. You don't need people to pat you on the back. That's nice when they do, but you don't need that. You need to know God knows your work. And he will not be, it would be unrighteous for God to forget what you've done and not bring the reward. No, no, no. It says God is not unrighteous to forget what you've done, that you have ministered. Now, but you can't isolate this verse from the verses around it. Look what it says, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end. That every one of you, show the same diligence. See, you're going to have to endure, you're going to have to stay with it, to the full assurance of hope unto the end. What's the end? When the answer comes flying through the door, when you don't have to stand in faith for that thing or that area anymore, that you be not, verse 12, this is what I wanted to get to, that you be not slothful or lazy. Some believers are very hard workers physically, but they're lazy spiritually. What about you, pastor? What about you, leader? Do you have good work ethics and practices, and do you stick with it? Do you show up on time? Do you show up early? Do you stay late? Do you, can you be counted on to do what you're told to do? Yeah. How about spiritually? Do you show up to confess the word? Do you keep standing on the word? Do you remind God of his promises to you? Are you confessing the word? Are you praising and thanking him for it? Or are you being spiritually lazy? That you be not lazy, slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. If you know of somebody that's walking by faith and they are getting answers, just mark it down. The people that are walking by faith to get answers are also walking in patience. Because if you're not walking in patience, you're not going to have these answers. It says them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Powerful. It's not just that God is going to reward you. It's not just that God knows what you've done. You've got to stay with it. You've got to endure. You've got to walk and live in patience. Then Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35 and 36. Some of you already know these verses. If you don't know them, you need to go underline them. These are very powerful. But see, knowing that a verse is there is not enough. You've got to go back to it, and you've got to speak it. You've got to declare these things over yourself. Let's see, 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. All right, now, according to this verse, if you don't work this area of patience, you're not going to get your answer. Well, I was walking by faith, but it didn't work. No. You probably left patience out. Some people think, well, all I have to do is just confess, and that's it. No. You need to read your Bible more. You need to have patience. You need to be consistently the same. You need to be aggressive in patience, to meditate on and believe what God has said. Don't cast away your confidence, for you have need of patience. Boy, somebody didn't want to hear that. This is part of your character, and you've got to develop it. You've got to get stronger in this area of patience, of sticking with what God said, and not allowing your goofy head to follow every thought that shows up or anything that anybody suggests and says, well, it doesn't look like it's working to me. Well, wait a minute. What are we basing what we're doing on? Not what it looks like. We're basing what we're doing here in, I'm talking about walking by faith. We're basing it on the word of God. What did God say to you? God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he spoken and has he not brought it to pass? Come on, that's what he said. So if you haven't seen it yet, just stay with it. You will, if you'll stay with it. If you'll work patience, let patience have its perfect work. Patience will have, if you continue in patience, it will have a perfect work. What does that mean, a perfect work? That means it will produce, your faith will produce the answer. And faith is one of the necessary ingredients that you need to have in order to do it. Praise God. You have need of patience. James chapter 1, what I was just quoting here, getting ahead of myself. James chapter 1, Verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, tests, and trials, pressures. Count it joy? Are you crazy? No. Knowing this. See, if you don't know this, you can't count it joy. If you're not counting it joy, you're not walking in joy and walking in patience. Here's what it says. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let me help you here. The devil doesn't care about your money. He doesn't care about your health. He doesn't care about your family. He doesn't care about your wife, your kids, your job, your car, your church, whatever else. Only in so much that he can use those areas to get you to stop walking by faith. Sooner you realize that, the better off you're going to be. It is not the trying of you. It is not the trying of your finances. It's not the trying of your marriage. No. It's what the Bible says here. It is the trying of your faith worketh patience. Be assured, this is amplified, be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. See, there is the character areas. Endurance, steadfastness, and patience. I don't like to hear that. Yeah, you wanted it quick and easy. The truth is, some things in life, some things in ministry take some time. If you're going to grow somebody up and make them a disciple, it's going to take some time. You can't do it overnight. It's going to take some steadfastness. It's going to take some endurance. Endure as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, it does say that, doesn't it? Your flesh doesn't like it. Sometimes your mind don't like it either. Endure. I don't want to endure. I just want to get it. But it's going to take endurance. If it was easy, everybody would do it. We can do it. We can do it. You can do it. I just want to encourage you. But you're going to have to do it God's way. You can't just do it any old way. You got to do it God's way. And God's way is you've got to work patience. You've got to work it. That means you've got to grab yourself by the nape of the neck and tell your mind you're not thinking that. You are not going to allow discouragement in. You're not going to think about what's not happening. I'm going to go back. I'm going to think on the word. I'm going to speak the word. I'm going to do like David, encourage myself in the Lord. Well, nobody will encourage me. Encourage yourself. You can do it. I've done it many, many times. Felt that defeat and discouragement and fear trying to creep in around the edges, starting to think wrong. I've had to take myself by the nape of the neck and said, no, you don't think those. Mind, you're not going to think that. This is what God said. This is the word of God. This is his promise. And start speaking his promise out loud. Well, I'll tell you what, there's been many times I have encouraged myself in the Lord and come out of that back on patience again, consistently the same. Yes, it is mine. Yes, God has granted it unto me as my present possession. Yes, thank you, Lord, it is mine. But let patience have her perfect work. We could say, let patience have the perfected work. In other words, perfecting is a process. If you're building something, it's a process of getting it perfected. I just got done laying a bunch of hardwood flooring in our house. And believe me, there was a process to perfecting that floor. But I endured it. And I pressed on, and I knew that if I stayed consistently the same, laying board after board after board, stay with it, consistently the same, doing what I knew to do, knowing what I knew to do, keep doing it, keep doing it. Guess what? I came to the end because I was patient. When I first started, it looked like a big job. There was a lot of boards to lay. It was about 500 square feet of hardwood board. Gluing and nailing. But I got done. The end came. Now, my wife's having a tough time. Yeah. It's nice. But see, I had to stay with it. If at any time I begin to think, oh man, this isn't getting done. This is taking so long. Oh man, I'm tired of this. I could have gone and sat down and watched TV. And guess what? It would have stopped. Progress would have stopped. And the problem is, a lot of times when we get off patience, the progress of whatever that is that is coming towards us stops. Don't allow the devil to get you off of patience and stop the progress of what it is God is bringing towards your life. Amen. Let patience have her perfect work. Why? Why is it perfect? Because it works every time. Understand this. Patience works every time. Now, whether or not you work patience, that's up to you. But if you'll work patience, it will work every time. That's what it says. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect, mature, and entire, wanting nothing. In other words, you got the manifestation. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's good stuff right there. Then James chapter 5 and verse number 11. And I'm going to wrap this up. This is a good word right here. I tell you what. James 5:11, behold, we count them happy or blessed which endure. That's what we've been talking about. Patience is a form of endurance, staying with it. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful. That means very compassionate and of tender mercy. The patience of Job. Job stuck with it. Job never cursed God, never turned against God. And he stayed with it. His friends and even his wife tried to get him to quit, to give up, to throw in the towel. But Job stayed with it. And it says, we saw with them, you've heard of the patience of Job, and you saw the end of the Lord. What was the end? The end was he was blessed with twice as much as he had to start with. He had twice as many kids, twice as many cattle, sheep, donkeys, goats, everything. In other words, he was rich before. Now he's double rich because he stayed with it. That's the end of the Lord. See, in every situation where there's pressure and trial and whatever, there's the end of the devil, the purpose of the devil, what the enemy wants, and there's the end of the Lord, the purpose of God. Which one are you going to go for? Because it's easy to get the end the devil has. Just quit. Just quit. You'll get there. But it takes patience and endurance to get the end of the Lord. The end, or the manifestation, is another way of putting it. Brother, sister, do not quit. Do not give up. Some of you have been discouraged. I see it by the Spirit of God. Do not give in to those discouraging thoughts. Begin to go after those thoughts. Start getting very violent with those wrong thoughts. Get them out of your head. Do not allow them in. They do not fit in with the guidelines set down in Philippians. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. If it doesn't fit the parameters of what God said, you need to be kicking it out. You've got to discipline your mind. An undisciplined mind will torpedo you. You cannot be lazy in this area. Begin to discipline your mind and control and regulate what it is you're going to think on. If you're feeling discouraged, my question is, what have you been thinking on? You've been thinking on the circumstances. You've been thinking on what so-and-so said or that situation over there, or what it looks like over here or there. Wait. Why? Is this whatsoever things are lovely? Is it lovely? Is it true? Is it pure? Is it just? Is there praise? Can you praise God for that thought? Well, if you can't praise him for it, don't think it. You have control of your thoughts. Sometimes, I mean, I've had to do this. I've had to rise up just out of my spirit and tell my mind, no, you're not thinking that. No, that is not acceptable. No, that is not allowed in this mind. I will not think on those things. I'm going to think on the word of God, the love of God, the faithfulness of God, the promise of God. And I'll tell you what, I come out of the discouragement and the defeat really quick, and you can too. Let me pray for you before we get off this podcast here, this recording. Father, I pray for every leader, every minister, everyone that is watching, listening right now in Jesus' name. I curse that stinking spirit of discouragement and defeat. I command you shut your mouth and leave them. Leave that man, that woman of God right now. And I speak peace to their mind, peace to their hearts right now. Father, remind them, Holy Ghost, remind them of the word that they started out with. And let them know you have not forgotten what they have done. That there is a reward. There is an inheritance. There is manifestations coming to them and to their ministry. And I thank you for it, Father. Help us to walk in patience and endure. And we're going to see great manifestations for your kingdom and for your glory, sir. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So glad you've been with me today. Praise God. We'll see you next week right back here on Shepherd's Staff. And in the meantime, keep walking by faith, keep speaking the word, and I believe you're going to make it. Hallelujah.